On this day, May 20th, 1775, the first colonial declaration of independence was written. Or was it? We'll talk about it. Let's get started. On this day, May 20th, 1775, the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence is claimed to have been signed in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, it's said to be the first Declaration of Independence made in the 13 colonies during the American Revolution. Now, this is before the Declaration of Independence, keep in mind. Now, Wikipedia declares that it was supposedly signed on May 20th, 1775 at Charlotte, North Carolina by a committee of citizens of Mecklenburg County who declared independence from Great Britain after hearing of the Battle of Lexington. Now, the authenticity of this is completely disputed by historians. Some think it was made up. Some think it was just a notion somebody came up in around 1819. But whether it's true or not, even though the authenticity of this particular event and document is disputed, the spirit behind it isn't. Let me explain. When we think about a revolution, we usually recall the great gathering at Philadelphia that produced the Declaration of Independence and the names of Jefferson, Washington, and Adams. But remember this, that meeting was the end result, not the beginning of the revolution. When people of that day thought about independence, they didn't think about it in terms of the nation, but in terms of their own commonwealth. In other words, what took place in Philadelphia was the result of a grassroots movement, a local level movement. It was a bottom-up movement, not a top-down movement. Now check this out. Between April and July of 1776, over 90 declarations were written by townships and counties throughout the states. Think about that. There were over 90 local declarations written the 3 months before Jefferson wrote on his hallowed parchment. Now the revolution wasn't the creation of the Continental Congress. It wasn't a central government plan. America is the product of town meetings. The 150 years before the revolution saw the freest and most popular government in the world. There wasn't a place on earth where there was so much free discussion among the common people about public concerns. The English statesman Edmund Burke marveled as he observed America, and he said, "Nowhere else in the world is there such a fierce spirit of liberty." Great statement. Now, this fierce spirit of liberty began with individuals and townships, and these townships are the smallest unit of local government, yet they produced the largest benefit, the revolution. The town meeting was a lively gathering. The main business of the town meeting was to legislate for the town, and the discussions were heated. Prior to the revolution, it was in these meetings parliamentary law was developed and political patience was tested and matured. Town meetings were training grounds for statesmanship, and that's because it forced people to discuss things rationally, thoughtfully, and patiently. The town meeting created the leading men of the revolution, like Samuel Adams. He was called the man of the town meeting. Now, during the Stamp Act days, town meetings were the main sources of protest. For instance, during the Stamp Act trouble, the Cambridge town meeting instructed its representatives to do everything in their power to repeal the act. And this is what they wished: that this vote may be recorded in the town book, that the children yet unborn may see the desires that their ancestors had for their freedom and happiness. Now think about that. That was not a national directive. It was a local one. The people in the town wanted posterity to know what the town did to preserve the freedom and happiness of unborn generations. So on this day, May 20th, 1775, the first Declaration of Independence may or may not have been written in Mecklenburg, North Carolina. It probably wasn't. But what we do know for certain is that on April 13th, 1776, North Carolina became the first state to instruct its delegates to take part in the Continental Congress declaring independence. So even if the May 20th event in Mecklenburg isn't true, and even if that document was never written, the spirit behind the event is true. The American Revolution wasn't a top-down central government directive. It was a bottom-up grassroots movement.